For this next conversation, we're climbing into our Wayback Machine. This happened 5 years ago as Winestyles, the tasting station, dipped their toe into the Des Moines market. Back then, there was only one Winestyles location in the metro. Now, there are three: West Des Moines, Ankeny, and Johnston, and a total of 15 locations across the country from Alaska to Virginia. Coming up next, Brian and Jeff McGinnis. We're talking wine with the McGinnis brothers here on the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits, AUREON.com, Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids, realestateconcepts.net.
We're talking wine with a couple of guys from West Des Moines who thought so much of this franchise opportunity that they just bought the whole thing, hook, line, and sinker. It's called Winestyles, the tasting station. There's one out in West Des Moines, as a matter of fact. And with us is Brian and Jeff McGinnis from Winestyles. Welcome to the NewsHour, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
You guys did that in sequence.
It's like we're twins.
I know. That's pretty frightening stuff. All right, so let's lay this out. You guys bought the idea. You were a franchisee, and then you thought so much about this, you said, well, let's go ahead and just buy the whole thing and run with it. Tell us about that. Why did you do that?
Well, it's that old saying, I love the company so much I went ahead and bought it. we were franchisees first and loved the concept, still love the concept. Had the opportunity to become area developers years ago, part of the franchises. We have an area developer network. And we're approached about almost 2 years ago now to purchase the entire company and decided to make that leap of faith. And here we are 2 years later.
Got it. Jeff, what's your role at the company?
Well, I got brought back into it.
Yeah,
I mean, really 2 years ago, Brian approached me and said the owner for the franchise offered us to sell this. And my background is I'm a lawyer. So I got involved doing the asset purchase agreement, looking at it, you know, went through that process. And then knowing that franchising itself is a pretty complex beast from a law standpoint, a lot of legal work that goes into that. I knew the ability and need to have somebody on site to manage that portion of the business. And basically went to Brian and said, you know, now that you've bought this, you know, who's going to do all your legal work? Because I can't continue to do it for free. And I think the response was, what are you asking? And I wanted to be involved in it. I saw the vision of it, equally passionate about wine, learning about wine. And the model itself was something that, you know, I wanted to be involved with.
Got it. Jeff McGinnis, that's Jeff McGinnis. And also with us is Brian McGinnis. We're talking about Winestyles. Now, it's not just, Brian, it's not just wine. You guys have got all kinds of stuff going on. You've got craft beers going on. You've got cheeses. Talk to us. What's the footprint of one of these stores like?
Well, you know, we saw years ago, this company is about 10 years old now, and we saw that as this was evolving, that wine goes well with so many different things, and why not start to bolt those things onto this wonderful concept that we have? So we've added wine by the glass. We've added beer on tap. We have over 250 craft beers in the store, chocolate, cheese, charcuterie, you know, all of those wonderful things you think about when you go home and taking some cheese and meat and so on with you. So that's how the concept has kind of evolved, and we're changing every day and evolving every day.
So you really built it out even further from its original offerings?
Yes. Yeah. Again, about 3 or 4 years ago, the concept started to evolve into more of a tasting station concept where you can taste, learn, and enjoy. What sets us apart from your normal wine shop is that we really try and demystify that whole wine buying experience. If you think about it, you can buy wine anywhere. So what sets us apart is that we set our store up by style. We have three different styles of white wine and three different styles of red wine because wine can be somewhat of an intimidating
Three different buying. Styles.
Yes, we have crisp, silky and rich. So you've got not all wines are created the same.
Correct.
So you're standing in front of a grocery store looking at all these wonderful Chardonnays, not knowing which one to buy. You might be a crisp person. You might be a rich person. So you take a look at those different styles, and that's how we've broken up the store.
Yeah, and that makes sense because part of the enjoyment of drinking wine, Jeff, is to understand exactly how to do that. And I'll never forget, and I've told this story numerous times, my bride and I, we were near Kansas City, and I can't, Weston, in Weston, And there was a guy who had this, it was a brick and mortar store where they sold all kinds of things. And downstairs, they had a wine facility and also cognac. I think they had some cognac down there and some other things. But anyway, he would, it was called a wine club, and people would gather there, and then he would hand deliver wine all over the Kansas City area. Had like 4,000 people in his wine club. Yeah, it was a busy time. But but I remember he took us down there, and he says, do you know how to drink wine? I said, oh, I don't know. Yeah, Mogan David, right. Sure, yeah. And he taught us in a very short lesson what to do and how to appreciate it, and that really does heighten the experience. Is that something you also do?
Yeah, we a couple of great points there. We do have a wine club, and you know, our entire goal here is to completely demystify that whole buying experience.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of classes, Wine 101. We do portfolio tastings where we'll have different regions we'll feature on. And we do this, we've standardized this model mm-hmm. to where we now have a national franchise that we do this.
So if there's a place in San Antonio that's Wine Styles, it's going to be the same picture.
It's going to have a very similar footprint,
right.
Feel, fit, finish, that whole old world wine cellar feel that you kind of have when you come into our store.
Excellent. What about the decor? That's a great lead into this. Is it all standardized throughout, and then or do you take some liberties for various portions or various locales?
Well, wine is kind of it's very difficult to completely standardize wine because it's a three-tiered system. We standardize it where we can. We don't want to stifle that entrepreneurial spirit because, frankly, that's why a lot of our folks get into the business. But we do have a standardized model out there, and we do help them with the buying power of our franchise.
So how many stores do you have out there, Jeff?
27, I believe, across about 12 different states. You know, like Brian said, you get the three-tiered system, but even more so, you have some complexity of liquor laws across different states and different municipalities. And that's something we have to keep track of. You know, we do a lot of promotions to help drive traffic, some giveaways. In some states you can't do it. We've got to be sure that all of our franchisees can take advantage of it. You know, the other thing that I know you commented on, Brian mentioned this as well, is, you know, buying wine can be incredibly intimidating.
Of course.
I know it was when I first started doing it. I remember going into that first big box store and wandering around and figuring, okay, this has to be a good wine because it's the most expensive one or one of the more expensive ones. It doesn't have to be, and more importantly, it doesn't have to be intimidating for a consumer, and it also doesn't have to be intimidating for somebody wanting to open a store. Certainly having some base wine knowledge, interest in wine, is what we're looking for new franchisees. But with this system in place, with the styles and with all the support we provide, you don't have to be a master sommelier to run a wine store.
Right. I don't know, but this is – I've been in the franchise business myself at one time. I was unfortunate enough to have an interest in a small submarine sandwich franchise that will go unnamed at this point. But at any rate, one of the things that I learned from that experience is, as a franchisee, that you have to buy everything from whomever. Is that the same with you guys? I mean, do you say, okay, if you have a wine store, you have to have one of our franchise operations, you have to buy all of your stuff from us?
No, because, you know, beer, wine, all of the things we're talking about, what you're able to sell is going to be driven by the market very
Absolutely.
Much so. Or
yeah.
more. I mean, a sub here and a sub there, if you're going to get a sub,
same,
it's a
same.
Sub. Wine's much different. And so what we do is we do have certain parts of inventory, National Wine Club, private and exclusive programs that we have franchise be sure they buy into. But aside from that, we set guidelines. You know, we have planograms for the alcoves that we have in our store
sure.
that says you need a Sauv Blanc at this price range from this region to fit into a crisp mode. Once they get there, you know, we visit the stores, we talk to the stores, secret shop them occasionally to be sure that, you know, they're not putting a Mogan David or whatever in a slot. But it allows them that flexibility, you know, sort of you know, you have the model, but yet, like Brian said, we don't stifle that entrepreneurial spirit.
And each locale has its own flavor, if you will, and perhaps some of their own followings, and especially in the craft beer area. It's hard to standardize that all the way across the country. Plus, you've got different laws and regulations in various states. Are you centric to the Midwest, or how far out do you go?
We have a store in Oregon, which is the furthest from us.
Really?
Actually, we have one of our really high performing stores in Anchorage, Alaska, and then we go all the way over.
I've heard in Anchorage, Alaska, they do drink heavily.
They must drink a lot of wine up there. Maybe we got to figure out how they sell it in that cold environment here to get people out of the store. But we are certainly looking to bring back to the Midwest. I mean, we have a good core group of stores in Iowa, into Illinois, in Texas. But for us, it's finding the right person.
Sure.
From there, we can, find the right place to fit a store, assuming that they can do everything that we need to do in the new models. Some states don't allow you to have both the dual on-premise and off-premise, and, quite honestly, we won't franchise in those states because that is what we need to do to make this be successful for our franchisees.
And that makes sense. When you mentioned, Brian, the wine club, I'm interested in that. Tell us how that works.
Well, the wine club is $39.99 a month, and for that you get it's not a country club, so I mean you're not just paying $39.99 and getting a membership out of it. You're leaving with wine, and we have a master sommelier and a master of wine that picks all of our wine for us nationally, and our wine club members come in and pick up that wine, a bottle of white and a bottle of red, or if you're only a red wine guy or girl, you pick up two bottles of red. And with that comes some benefits. Some membership has some benefits in the stores. So there's discounts on wine. There's discounts on tastings. We're allowed, obviously, in different states. But what I like to say is if you drink more than two bottles of wine, it's the best deal in town, two bottles of wine a month.
My bride will probably be joining with four or five memberships, I'm sure. Well, it sounds like so that's an interesting twist as well. That you're having the people come to the store, which is smart because you're likely going to sell other stuff when you've got repeat customers coming back into the store. How are you marketing this? That's always because I have an ad agency that I'm always interested in how people market what it is that they're selling. How have you been doing that?
It's more of a grassroots marketing for us. We do a lot of social media, Facebook, Twitter, a lot of email blasts. A lot of our stores will belong to Chamber, belong to Rotary. So a lot of it is that because of the fact that you can, as I said earlier, buy wine anywhere, it's more about the personality of the store owner. I mean,
Absolutely. It
really becomes, I'm coming in because and Jeff and I like to joke a little bit, it's because we know everybody's names. It's kind of like Cheers. I mean, you're coming in, I know your name, I know who you are, you've been in the store before, I know what wine you like. So it's more of that retention by knowledge, and it's not buying from a large mass.
Well, and that's smart, too, because you can craft your messages so much more succinctly. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, data is king, and once I belong to the wine club, then you can pinpoint messages directly to me that are in my comfort zone, so
yes,
to speak.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that all makes perfect sense. Expandability, what do you think? What's the outlook for 2014? How was 2013? Let me ask that question first, and then we'll come into the next year.
We spent most of 2013 shoring up the stores we had in the network. We were able to transfer the majority of the stores, vast majority, 18 of the stores have transferred over and started to embrace some of the tasting station concept. We don't want them just to jump into it and huge investment to modify their store, but they've started to bring in these other profit centers where they make sense. As I mentioned when we came in, looking at the weather, we have some new store owners in from Cypress, Texas, Houston. Sort of a shell shock for them to get off the plane and see how cold and all the snow.
Holy cow, what is this stuff?
Oh, my Lord.
Headquarters where?
Yeah, in West Des Moines. So we spent most of 2013 doing that. We have a store that's going to be opening in Coralville in spring, Coralville, Iowa.
Good place.
River Landing. We think that's going to be a very good store. And so for the next year, our growth plans are quality over quantity. We think this thing could grow very, very fast if we let it to, more importantly, grow out of control.
Right.
We want to grow it in a smart, efficient, manageable way, and our goal is probably between 5 and 8 stores next year. This year it's already in 2014.
Isn't that amazing? Already the second month by. Too.
Yeah. So, it's just finding the right people is the challenge for us. Somebody that has that business background, has some love for wines, willing to follow that system, but still has that, you know, entrepreneurial spirit.
And I imagine that demographically, you're probably, when you said Coralville, that brought up another thing. You're probably looking at specific areas in the country that fit the wine styles mantra.
We're kind of looking for that, you know, mm-hmm. Your neighborhood mm-hmm. type wine shop. I mean, we don't want to be, you know, for us, we do have stores in Chicago, but it's not in Chicago proper. It's sure. going to be the smaller, the Naperville, even though Naperville is a big town.
Now,
you know, you've got the smaller neighborhoods that we're in, Park Ridge and mm-hmm. places like that, West Des Moines. We have a store in Johnston, Iowa as well. Or Johnston here in town, and we're looking at expanding into Ankeny. So you're kind of your smaller neighborhood areas is really what we're looking for.
And also some demographically upwardly mobile places as well. So that's also critical, I would think. Thank you guys for coming in. Yesterday, I'm sorry I shocked you and said that I thought yesterday you guys were supposed to be here. It was a scheduling error on our part, so I apologize for that. I'm grateful that you could make the time and be with us. It is winestylesstore.com. If you happen to be looking for that, you can find them on Twitter. Each individual store also is into the social media space as well. Is that organically grown there amongst them?
It has. And we're sort of doing back to the basics for mm-hmm. a lot of our stores with the way social media has changed. Some of the stores, and when we bought the company, had a very small footprint. And so we're trying to leverage the resources we have to do that.
Yeah, well, that absolutely. You know, because this is such a relationship business, as mm-hmm. you were indicating earlier, what better way than to utilize social media to expand those relationships between the store and their customers. Great stuff.
There you have it. A conversation from 5 years ago with Brian and Jeff McGinnis, the owners of Wine Styles Tasting Station. Back then, there was only one location in the Des Moines Metro. There are now three. One in West Des Moines, another in Johnston, and a third in Ankeny. And in total, there are now 15 Wine Styles brick-and-mortar locations from Alaska to Virginia. A look back here on the Business News Hour. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're hearing right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.